This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Together again to Household of David, Pastor Daniel. I think we should take that song. He taught us this song. He composed the song. I'm sorry. You can't sing the song like the owner. But we'll try. The part will be, just forgive us. Where is Daisy? Okay, so you taught us or want to say, okay. Or you leading yourself. Come on. It will take you from you. So you wanna take it yourself?
Hallelujah. I want to say, Pastor, thank you very much. Daddy, thank you very much. I thank you for blessing me. There's something you said after the message that comes to me. You said, don't ever say, what will I preach after somebody? My wife looked at me because I was already saying, came over shilling, right? But that statement has encouraged me, sir. Thank you very much for blessing us. That was a powerful Holy Ghost session. And my love for the Holy Ghost was rekindled again. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Pastor and Mama, thank you for loving me. Thank you for believing so much in me. Thank you. Thank you. And Ashton of David, you know this is my second house now. Let me tell you the truth. Coming here is super exciting to me. Pastor, if you don't invite me, I will come. Whether I'll come and lead prayer, I'll come and sit down, I will definitely come. I mean, Pastor is, that's one man in the body of Christ in Nigeria that I call and pour out my mind to. And he tells me, we can talk for 1 hour. He shares insight with me. He believes so much in my calling, my ministry, my assignment, and he's been a great guide and leader. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. You know, there are some men of God that love you because of what you have or because of what you can offer. But Pastor Lan loves me for me. Yeah. He loves me for me. And I love and honor him too. When I talk about who I love, sometimes I feel like crying, but I'm not going to cry today. So I promise. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Are you ready? Are you ready? And I want to celebrate all the pastors, Pastor Emilio's, or Peter's. I've been following you for how many? I want to be your friend. I've been following you for years now. From the day, you know, there was a time the grace movement was troubling us in Nigeria. Your post was a deliverer. Thank you. I read everything. Pastor didn't tell you. I asked him, who is this man? I want to meet him, but you give me your number after the service. Hallelujah. So let me celebrate this beautiful lady. The lady sounding my sound. Hallelujah. And she's still sounding, and she will keep sounding. My team are here. I came with three of them. For David, Olatunbo Osun, and my PA Ola. Thank you very much for coming. Hallelujah. Mapariwo, sele to marry. Mapariwo, sele to marry. Mamokawa, vele to marry. Mamokawa, vele to marry. Mamujoa, vele to marry. Mamujoa, vele to marry. Asheo.
Remember last year, we were just shouting. Remember, I just saw the picture now.
this one, we will just be dancing. We will just dance up. And everything you are trusting God for. Everything you are trusting God for. This morning, this morning, this morning, they are going to be released.
Something here right now. Thank you for your strong presence in the done for you. Oh, thank you for clearing this barrenness. Thank you for clearing this debt. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Cabrino Solo Bandesi Bled also. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bake Pratosco by Calabandesu Zabredesi. Angels of the Lord moving out through this house, addressing issues. Orabas kelebrendos kubai kapai na nashataba. The power of God moving through this place, addressing issues, addressing core issues. Kelebratus kapai na namashataba. Hey. I don't care the challenge you are passing through. And I don't care how long that challenge has persisted. Is it financially? Is it spiritually? Is it in your business? Is it in your health? Is it in your family? Right now, I decree as God's prophet, an end is coming to that affliction. I say an end is coming to that affliction. I see an end is coming to that affliction. Oh God, wherever you hear the loudest amen, I decree an end is coming to that affliction now. I don't care that challenge. I don't care the name of the challenge. I come with a rod of a higher priesthood. And I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, by the authority, oh Kalabrataba, I release the angels of the living God upon this house now. Upon this house now. I release the angels of the living God. Begin to fix things. Begin to fix things. Every challenge in your life. Enough is enough. Show me Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the waters. Next verse. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. What happened next? Verse 4. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided light from darkness. The introduction of light is the separation from darkness. Anytime God introduced light, darkness is separated. Sickness is darkness. Affliction is darkness. Challenges, not by God, is darkness. And what I see God doing now is a separation. How can light and darkness be cohabiting? How can light and darkness be together? I come today as God's prophet, and I decree a division. I decree a separation. I decree a separation. I decree a separation. I decree a division. I decree a separation. I say suppression.
Lift up your two hands. Oh, si branta balaba laba. Anything in your life that is staying, that is not from God. Oh, anytime the presence of God comes into a place, he said the spirit moved and there was light. And then God divided. Anytime there is a cohabiting and God's presence is introduced, there's a suppression. Now, not tomorrow. There is going to be a separation. Holy Spirit, I don't care what you are carrying. I don't care how long it has been there. Now. Ushers, just get ready. Now. Maybe you were cutting it from your foundation. Now. Oh, the angels of the living God here. Mayabas. Separation. Let there be a division. And God divided the light from the darkness. Let there be a division. Everyone carrying one challenge or the other. Everyone carrying a plague. Everyone afflicted, buffeted, oppressed, tormented. Right now. Let there be a division. Whoosh. Mama makaya brando skolo prana kiasasa. Ekaya da brasasa. All eyes lifted up high. All eyes closed. In the name of Jesus. At the count of 12, you shall light, and there will be a division there. And God divided light from darkness. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Oh, kalabara, ba. Imalada, okuku parada.
Imalada, okuku parada.
Today is the hand of that darkness. Today is the hand of that darkness. Today is the end of that family darkness. Today is the hand of that darkness. Oh Jesus. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Lift up your two hands. At the count of 12, you shall light and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. And there will be a division. Holy Spirit, let there be a division. Light from darkness. One. Light from darkness. Two. When you shout right, you begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. And there will be several divisions here. Three. Ayaka, papa, papa. Oh, angels of the Lord begin to move here. Four. Paika, paya, nambara, tatabaya. Five. Ikataya, paranteskia. Six. Edede, paya, nakapaba. Seven. Edus, kaiba. Get ready, get ready. I see them packing their load and leaving now. Eight. Objects are going to move out of your bodies. Strangers are going to move out. Nine. Get ready, get ready, get ready. They are leaving now. They are leaving now. They are leaving now. Ten. They are leaving now. At the count of 12, you shall light and begin to bless the Holy Ghost. 11. Get ready. Get ready. 12. Ayaka. Move. Move! 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 Agagagagagaba! Go! Us just help them! Ayayaya manamaha! Elelemaha kemenodo! Yelelelele kemonoka! Aya! Go! 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 Kaya barababa! Rigatatada! Agagagagagata! Abekaiba. Oh, go, 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 go. Igadagadaga. Ayaya. Oh, Igadada. Get out. 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 Yelemeno. 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 Ah. Yelemeno. No. Go! Go! Ah! Iga da 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 da. Hey! Abera ba 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 ba. Iga paya. Out!
Yelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel
Savaya, Aya, 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 Ekata braka papa. Ah! Go! Go! Eba ba 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 ba. Oh Jesus. I see beings walking out of people. Ah! I see beings walking out of people. Afflictions gone. Cancer gone. Battles over. Amen. I see somebody. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. Who is that person? I saw a skeleton standing in front of somebody. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. You saw it. Come on, let me see that person. Anybody like that here? Wave your hands, wave your hand. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. If you are that person, you are in the auditorium, come. I need to pray with you. Kala branda yabalaba. I saw like a skeleton standing in front of somebody. Mama, mama, mama. You saw that being, a being, walk out of you. Mary, cut up. If you are in the auditorium, walk out to the altar. If you are online, drop it in the comment section. You saw like a being,
you saw like a skeleton walk out of you. Make payaba. If you are here, run forward. Saba yakata. Hey, zila baranta kainama. Seta igabara papa. Oh Jesus, I don't know the battle you came here with. Are you the person? Come. Kaya bara baba. Please. What happened to you? Can I get a mic for her? Oh Jesus. You are in service this morning. You felt something walk out of you. A sickness left you. An affliction left you. Just come forward. You came here with a condition, a heaviness, a weight, a lock, and it has disappeared. Just move forward. Many things left people. You came here with an affliction. It disappeared in the course of that declaration. You came here with a health condition. It's gone. A growth disappear. Just find your way to the front. I'll take one or two or three and we move. Hey! Keep coming. You came here with a condition. It just got melted. It just got disappeared. An affliction left you. Growth left you. Something walked out of you. And hear me. I hear division from poverty. I was preaching in a church on two Sundays ago. And I decreed, everything you have lost is returned. And a lady said amen. And ran away from the front of the church to the back. Only for me to see the testimony at the service. That lady has been in debt in millions. And in that service, after that declaration, somebody transferred 8 zeros to her. And said, you have blessed me before. Use it for anything. How can somebody came to church a debtor? I am speaking from that auction this morning. I said there is a division. Division from darkness. Every family darkness. Every family affliction. I decree, let there be a division. Hear me. Some of you will leave this service and the things you cannot do before financially. There is a strange breakthrough anointing here. There is the things you cannot do before. Capacity is supplied by the Spirit. Keep checking. Some of you, things are walking out of you. Afflictions are walking out. Growth walking out. Pains flying out. Battles. Let's hear from her. Please have your seat.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When he was praying, I'm at the back.
Amen. Get ready. I hear specifically, barren will become fruitful. Oh Jesus.
I saw snake come out of you. And there's a time that you came to upload. I was there then. So it's like maybe that's it. You were doing the prayer. You told us that, okay, you may not see it now, but later you know that something will come out of your body. So my dream or the night, I just see cockroach everywhere come out of my body. It's like, what is it? Everywhere for cockroach. I wake up, I was shaking, maybe I will see the cockroach. I didn't say it.
But in the service today, you saw snake walk out of you. That serpentine affliction. When I was praying for this service, I asked the Holy Ghost, what am I supposed to do here? He said, today is light for deliverance. There have been expositions, there have been great things done here. But today is light for deliverance. Hear me? I don't care the battles you are carrying. By this unction on this house,
in the sea, I say you are free. What is it tying you down to where you came from? What is it tying you down to your battles? What is it tying you down to your past? I decree, I say you are free. Oh, Kapayaba, you are free forever. Never to return forever. Power of the Holy Ghost out forever and never to return. In the name of Jesus. What? Let's hear from her.
My neck usually pains me. I don't know, sometimes when I raise up my hand for too long, I just have this pain. And then after church yesterday night, when I was going home, I just felt this sharp pain. And this morning, so I was like, okay, it's gone in the name of Jesus. It's gone in the name of Jesus. But all of a sudden, when we pray, I don't know what happened.
You can't put it.
I just said, this is my dying, Holy Spirit. And then I don't know, I just started screaming.
How long have you had that affliction?
I don't know. It's like, it just always happens. Comes and goes.
But now it is gone forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. What did God do for you?
I have been having this recurrent pain in my...
I'm hearing financial breakthroughs. I'm hearing financial breakthroughs. The Lord spoke to me some weeks ago. The Lord said, this year is the year of properties. Sir, I told my wife, I said, God told me this year is the year of property. So, prophet told me, and I will be called me. He said, Peter, then what is God telling you? I said, God said properties. He began to scream. He was screaming. He said, Daniel, every of my friends in all the continent called me and told me, God said, this year, properties. As I was speaking now, God said, tell them. Hear me. Deals will come in a way that will shock you. Now, lands you didn't buy, houses you did not build, deals that are coming cheaply, anywhere you desire it, this year, this February, except I didn't hear God, this February, receive your properties. What is, please have your seat.
I've been having this recurrent breast pain and it's always come and go, but as you were praying, I felt like a hand left my body and
something left.
I was
left,
yes, like you were saying something was leaving. Yes, I felt like something left my body, like then I heard you are healed. That was like,
and the pain dissolved.
Yes,
and never to return forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What did God do for you, sir?
So I've been having ulcer pain for the past 1 week. It's been consistent. And then I came here with the same ulcer pain. But when you were praying and then I shouted, I felt like I drank cold water.
Like you
and
drank cold water.
Everything just.
It is the water of the Spirit. And it melted. Never to return forever. In the name of Jesus.
There's this particular pain I have here, and a while ago I still told my friend that I'm feeling something immediately. I'm not even feeling anything again.
You
no
can
pain.
Never feel it again.
No pain.
It is gone forever. Many of you will go for tests, and what the doctor saw, they will see again. Last week, Monday, a guy was sharing the mom of one of my mentees had cancer. And he said the cancer has spread all over some of her, the part of her tummy, and they were going to remove her womb and all that. And he messaged me, said, Pastor, today is surgery. I said, they won't find it.
Amen.
I mean, no, not in Jesus' name. You know, police don't say stop in the name of the IG. By the time you see uniform, you respect yourself. Are you with me? I said, they won't find it. And the guy was angry. The pastor doesn't care. He can't even call and pray. I said, my mom has cancer. They want to remove her womb. They can't even call, they can't pray, they can't even say in Jesus' name, they can't even do voice notes. They only said they won't find it. So they opened her up, they could not find it. Whatever the enemy planted in your body, I said we will not find it again. I said they will not find it. They will not find it. They will not find it. It is gone. Oh, sir. What did God do for you?
So this year is going down to 6 good years.
6 years.
I've been struggling from seizures that no one knew where it came from. We've been to almost all churches in Nigeria, aside from Mountain of Fire. But the last place we got to was the Babalawo. And what did he say? Allow your son to serve God. And as we came down here, from the morning, I couldn't even come here, I had to check down. But what did God say? Out of me shall flow rivers of living water. You are set free in the name of Jesus. They've been saying they want to kill me in the family, they want to destroy me, but till now, it's unconscious at night. I tend to kill myself, hit my head on the wall, or even destroy anybody that is with me. But the Lord has said, I am set free.
Hold my hand. That affliction of seizure, out forever. In the name of Jesus, I kill it from the root. Never to return. Never to return. Never to return. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Celebrate Jesus. Well, hallelujah. I don't care the challenge you are facing. But what did I say? I don't care. Now, we are not concerned about what we face. We are concerned about how we can face it. There is something that can face what you are facing. That is what I'm concerned about. And that person is called the light. Don't give darkness attention. It will give you direction. When you give darkness attention, it gives you what? Direction. You know when the house is dark, and you're not feeling like this. The darkness is telling you, you are not like, hey. I saw this one telling you there's a small snake there. You're not in the room. But the darkness is giving you direction. But if you are like me, shut your eyes and open it and move. Have you tried it before? That even in a dark place, if you shut your eyes and open it, you see where to go to. Hello, shut your eyes to the darkness and open to light. Darkness should not be giving you direction. I am not concerned about the darkness. When there was a chaos, God didn't talk to darkness. Genesis 1:1-3. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. The question is, how can what God creates be without form? But we'll go there and that day. Said, and darkness was on the face of the deep. So there's God saw the darkness, he kept quiet. He introduced something. Said, the Spirit of God. Darkness persists because you are not spiritual. Darkness persists because you don't understand to switch to spirit. He said, the Spirit of God over upon the face of the waters. Then what did God do? Next verse. I thought God would come and say, darkness, kill Oshembi. Darkness, why did you come? I was shocked. What did God do? And God ignored darkness. Ooh. God did not recognize darkness. The challenge is that you have given devil too much attention. Go what here? Go what here, man? Go what here? You have given, I'm 34, no man. Go what here? I don't have job. Go what here? I mean, God is saying, don't talk about it. It's insignificant. It takes two people to fight. Somebody's fighting, you are looking. You are man. Yeah. What will happen? He will keep quiet. It takes two to fight. Or you want show one show. You are now also replying. We are not fighting. God ignored darkness. You are not significant here. What did God do? He said, let me introduce what is serious. And God said, let there be light. Darkness felt ashamed, felt battered, scattered, tormented. How will you see me? Darkness is king until light shows up. Or let me say, darkness looks like king until light shows up. Because the guy is never king. God ignored darkness. God said, let there be light. What happened? And there was light. For every condition of your life, what should you introduce? Shout it. Shout it. Let me remove that. Hallelujah. What should you do? for every area of your life. What should you introduce? God didn't say, let there be light for the earth. Meaning, light is light, whether finance or marriage. Are you with me? Never say my spiritual life and my financial life. My life is my life. Every area is covered under life. And that life is the life of God. So I have one life. And that life is powered by light. Are you here? So when I release light, finances know it. When I release light, marriage knows it. When I release light, my health knows it. Somebody shall light. And God said, let there be what? What was the response? Why did light respond? Because the person calling light is the owner of light. Now, what happened to darkness? Darkness by itself disappeared. The reason why you have not encountered the real deliverance is that you were facing the darkness. Any darkness you face magnifies itself. Because actually, darkness itself is not real. So, it makes you feel, I am here. Glory to God. Growing up, how many of you experienced a dark room? They say Odudu is here. Okay, when they bring light, where is Odudu? The Odudu disappear. That is it. It doesn't exist. It's false expression appearing really. False expression. That's what they call fear. False expression appearing really. Never existed. Never existed. So the solution to that thing that doesn't exist is what? Introduction of light. So God came. He said, let there be light. And light came. And darkness by itself disappeared. Can I prophesy over your finances? Can I prophesy over your health? Can I prophesy over your life? I say, let there be light. I say, let there be light. I say, let there be light. I said, let there be light. I said, let there be light. Please sit down. You are helpless until there is light. You are down until there is light. You remain weak until there is light. You remain oppressed until there is light. The challenges of your life can only respond to light. Because even when God had a problem, what did he do? So if God introduced light to his own problem, where will you introduce Christ? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Let's see. Except you don't believe the Bible. No. 1 verse 1. In the beginning. Who? Who? Is he Adam? Is he Eve? Is he Abraham? Who? God, what did God do? Created the heavens. So meaning God did investment. Verse 2. The investment crashed. Oh, are you here? How can what God did? If it is your geo, you say it's a man. If it's your God's general, you say maybe he committed a sin. If it's your man of God, you say maybe there was an error. But, and the earth that God created was without form and void. Then darkness was upon the face of the deep. I mean, this is God. God did something. Don't be deceived. Whatever God asks you to do, darkness can show. But don't bother about darkness. Darkness always have one antidote. So when God saw that what he did was already destroyed, what did he do? Verse 3. He came. What did God do? God said, then God said, let there be light. Simple question. Let's go back again. Who created the heavens? Who created the earth? Who was in charge? God. What happened to it? Darkness came. So when God's work was disrupted, what did he do? He wept. He cried. He went on Twitter.
He went to rant on Twitter. He went on Instagram. He did a video. He went on TikTok. Online. Hallelujah. God went on Snapchat. You know some people, when they have problems, you know their status. This world, there's a problem. You now see quotable quotes. They become motivational mama. By the time you read this status, you know there's a problem. Next thing, I just feel like being alone. If you want to be alone, why are you telling us? Actually, you wanted us to call you. I just feel like being alone now. We now call you. How are you? Say nothing, nothing, nothing. Talk to me. Okay. Actually. So from the ranting, you now see some smiling. By the smiling, you know they are not smiling. You know. But when God, he didn't even call Michael. He didn't call for a meeting. He didn't call Gabriel. What did he do? And when God came, he saw what he did was already in chaos. He said, let there be light. Simple question. Who is your father? You know your father, except you are a bastard. Let me ask you a question. How many of you solve issues based on the way your father solved it? Okay, you don't understand what I'm saying. How many of you say cookie based on the way your mom cook? Okay, can I? Ma, how do you cook rice? The way you saw. Before you start learning from YouTube, you learn from mommy. Mommy tube. There is a mommy tube before YouTube. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. So, there is a... I learned how to wash my clothes based on the way I saw my parents. Right? Some of you, you learn things based on the person who taught, who raised you. Who taught you to eat rice first before eating meat? You will now leave the... You will take some meat, you will leave it. That meat must wait till the end of the rice. Who taught you? Are you still here? Who taught you to leave small in the plate and not finish it? Praise God, though. Praise the living. Because that is what your father did. Am I correct? Some of you have got this cup. And gradually you have in my cup. Are you with me? Ow! Now, you know the reason say, when you are growing, you must have that this cup. It is an informal training. Is that correct? I learned how to not tithe from my dad. By just looking at him. So, there are things I'm doing today. Now, my prayer line is my father's prayer lines. Who taught you how to kneel down to pray? Glory to God. There are things I learned by just watching my dad. So, my heavenly dad, the original dad, had a challenge 6,000 years ago. He created things and darkness came around it. He didn't cry. He didn't complain. He showed up. He disregarded the challenge and he introduced something. Let there be what? And there was what? So if that is your father, I want to give you 2 minutes. What are the areas bothering you? Let's do what our father did. What are the cabareno sutabekwa? Can you release light? Can you release light? Can you release light in the areas troubling you? Let there be light. Let there be light. Your light is shining in my life. Let there be light. Let there be light.
Your light is shining in my life.
Let there be light. Light is shining.
Release the light over your marriage. Release the light over your finance. Release the light. Cry. Release it.
Let there be light.
Kushka Paina.
Your light.
That is what your father did.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
That is what God said. In your light is shining.
Your light is shining.
Ah,
karabadabadabada.
In my life.
In my lantern. In my lantern. In my lantern. Lower, lower. Sinu ayemi. Imale water, imale water. Ah, release the light. Ay 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 ay. Listen, the reason why you don't believe what you have said will come to pass is that mindset that daddy spoke about. Now, you expect something dramatic when you say, let there be light. Actually, when your mind believes the light, you see the light. Light dwells first in your heart before in your atmosphere. I know by the demon liveth, even when I'm facing challenges, I know that this will not be my end. Sometimes you are moving through a place and it looks like the end. God is saying, add a beam to the end and turn it to a bend. This is not my end, it's just a bend. So when they thought you are stuck, you just turn. Light is what produces that kind of result. It looks as if things are not happening to me yet. I understand this is not my hand. So much light. My mind is flooded with light. That was what Apostle Paul prayed, that your heart may be flooded with light. Your light is shining. Amen. Show me Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, amplified version. You are down because you don't realize that you have what it takes to rise. Arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. Why? For your light has come. Arise from depression. Now, not because you feel like, but because light has come. Ay, 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 ay. Can I see message version? Imole hato.
Imole hato.
Imolenton lowa lowa. Ninu aye mi. Get out, Daniel. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen upon you. Get out of bed. God could have been mourning darkness. He chose not to. How can I create something and darkness destroy it? You have cried too much, man. You have cried too much, sir. How can I create something and darkness stop it? How can I be giving and devour has come? How can I serve God and my children? How can I do this? God is saying you are mourning too much. Wake up! Wake up! Get out of bed! Get out of depression! How can I be in church and I'm afflicted? God is saying, wake up! You are complaining too much. Put your face in the sunlight. Get out of depression. Get out of depression. Get out of depression. Your light has come. Your light has come.
Shining in my heart.
Let there be light. There is light. My light has come.
My light has come.
My light is shining. There is light. I have light.
I have light.
My light has come.
My light has come.
My light is shining.
My light is shining.
There is light, oh.
There is light.
I am light, oh.
I am light.
My light has come.
My light has come.
My light is shining.
My light is shining.
Listen, enough of crying. God didn't cry. I know the condition is painful. God is saying, don't cry. Don't cry. Behave like a man. Release the light. Be bold. Confront your depression. Confront your pain. Confront your affliction. I know you have been abused. I know you have been harassed. I know you have been battered. I know you have been scattered. God is saying, it's okay. Wake up. Get out of depression. Confront that place. All you need to do is say, let there be light. See, he said, your light has come. Please sit down. Genesis 1:16. He said, and God said, let there be light. There was light. But Genesis 1:16, what did he say? Then God made two great lights. Why are you confusing me? You said, let there be light. There was light. You now said again you made two great lights. What about the light in verse 3? Is that not part of this light? He said the greater to rule by the day, the lesser to rule by the night. I asked God, what are you saying? He said there is a spoken light, there is a made light. Many of you are operating by the made light. They give you a certain condition in your place of work, you are happy. They give you a certain condition in your house, you are excited. It's a made light. But it doesn't last forever. One to rule by the day, one to rule by the night. When the time of the one for the day ends, you are down again. Because you are operating by made light. If I transfer money to your account now, and you have like $80 billion, it's good to say amen. Okay. But you know what? You know what? After a while, there is something more than money. Because you are operating by midlight. Hey. But there's something called power to get wet. By the time I've exhausted my money in my account, I have another account. This account is not a money account, it's a producing account. Are you here? Some ladies are single, they think if a guy gives them ring, they'll be happy. So when the guy gives them ring, they are excited. They post on Instagram, made light. But there is something called the peace of the Lord that passes all understanding. Hey, whether I have it or not, I have it. If I don't have it yet, it is still coming. Are you with me? Are you with me? That, Kapainana. This one doesn't have day and night. There is a spoken light. Oh, Jesus. There is a made light. There are made lights. Are you operating by made light or spoken light? Made light cannot last forever. Risen upon thee. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord, meaning this light that come to me, has glory. He said that is the Lord himself, or it came from the Lord. Oh, are you here? So when God said, let there be light, remember, that word came from him. Isaiah 69 says, arise, shine, for that thing has come. Meaning when God said it, he went. And he's going to meet somebody. So they are saying, Daniel, it has come to you. But that light is not coming anyhow. It's coming with glory. So when that light comes with glory, the least I can have is glory. Imagine, that light came from the Lord. It doesn't come from the lost. Neither does it come from losses. It came from the Lord. So anything that's from above is above all.
Yes, sir.
So no matter the challenges in your nation, the light that came didn't come from the environment. Made light fits the environment. Spoken light fits every environment. Made light fits your situation. Spoken light fits your life. If it solves the issues of your entire life, not a particular morning season or a night season. Remember, no matter how good the sun is, it won't last forever. There will be a time when it should come. But that one that was said didn't have season is the seasoning for all seasons. That light is the seasoning for all seasons. So let your light come. As I begin to close this morning, so I began to probe, who is this light? If this light can come to me, then it must be a person. And this light, he said, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This light is either from the Lord or is the Lord. So I went to John chapter 1. Show me John chapter 1. I'm trying to discover, what is this light? Now, since there was a spoken light and there were made light, so show me, which light came to me? There are two in the beginning. So we need to check the second in the beginning to know what came in the first beginning. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. So there must be another beginning to show me the first beginning. So this one says what? In the beginning was the word. Second beginning confirming the first beginning. And the word was with God. That means if it was with God, it can leave God. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord
Meaning that light that came from the Lord. So they are saying in the beginning was the Word. That Word was with God. In fact, it was deeper. That Word was God. But we are not done, because they didn't tell us Word in Genesis. They told us light. So, verse 2. He was a... I thought Word is a statement. When did he become he? You understand small English now? Word. He. No, what should be what? It. But then he was in the beginning with God. Okay. Next verse. Follow me. I'm getting... All things were made through him. Without him was not... Meaning he was part of the creation in Genesis. That was why he was the solution. When he created it, all things were made by him. So when darkness came, they said, who that created, come back and solve. So God didn't say, everything I created, come back again. What did he say? Let there be light. Because they were created by light. So the light that created them came to fix them. No. If your phone is spoiled, you look for a repairer. In case the repairer cannot solve it, he asks to ship in the product from the factory. So God called the factory. The factory is light. So when the factory came, they came with all the things that were missing. Are you here? All things were made to him. Without him was not anything. Mind you, this is still word, but we are looking for light. Show me verse 4. We are looking for light. Are you here? Are you here? Read for me. In him was life. And that life was the light. Hiya. Let me ask you a question. When God said, let there be light, what happened? Meaning the light could not stop the darkness could not stop the light. Meaning the darkness could not comprehend the light. So the second beginning is explaining what happened in the first beginning. Verse 5. And the light shines in darkness. Genesis 1. And the darkness cannot cater lambano it. Koye. I thought I had destroyed it, man. But light says, you did not destroy it. You only made it in a way that I can do it better. You helped me arrange it to a level that what I'm going to build on it will be better. Someone shout light.
Light.
Follow me, oh, follow me. We are still trying to identify this light. Next verse. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Okay, maybe it was the light. For this man came for a witness to bear witness of that all through him I believe. Next verse. He was not, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Verse 9. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming to the world. Next verse. Follow me up. Who is the light? He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Who is the light? Next verse. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Next verse. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave power. He gave light to become children of God, to those who believe on his name. Next verse 13. Who is this light? Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of God, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Next verse. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Who is the light?
Jesus is the light.
Who is the light?
He is the light.
Who is the light?
Jesus.
Who is the light?
He
Show me John 8:12. When I come in the evening, I will finish this thing and we'll close. Show me John 8:12. Hiya. John 8:12. Let's read. Want to go? Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? So in Genesis, when God said, let there be light, what did he say? When he says, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness could not come, what does that mean? And Jesus appeared in darkness. And what did he say? Lift up your heads, oh ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, oh ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Lord of hosts. Darkness could not stop him. 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 Meaning, the solution to your problem is Jesus. Any area can be answerable. No, it's answerable to Jesus. Why are you looking at your brother first before looking at him? Why? Every condition he has highly exalted him and give him a name above every other name, that at the mention, every knee must bow of the things in heaven, things on earth, things on in the earth, and every tongue should confess Jesus. Hello, ma. Hello, sir. Jesus is the solution. What is your challenge? Jesus. 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 He said, I'm the light. Show me John 9:5. John 9:5. Don't sit down. I'm done. John 9:5. What did you see there? So when God said, let there be light, God is calling him. So if God called Jesus to handle the issues he had, who will you call? I agree you are sick. I agree things are falling apart. I agree the battle is fierce against you. But when God had a problem, God had a problem, God said, light. Ooh. God said, light be. And Jesus, I am the light of the world. So why do you think that somebody else can solve your problem? No, why do you think that there is solution anywhere else apart from his arms? He's a light.
He's the light. He's the light. Oh, can you call him this morning and say, light, help me. 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 Help me, Lord. Amen. Do you know my challenge with you? You don't know what you have. Show me Psalm 49 verse 20. You don't know what you have. A man who is in honor yet does not understand. How can you have the light and you are crying for the light? A man who is in honor. Salvation is a big deal. I mean, you are born again. And you... I mean, you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And Satan is tormenting you as if you don't have a Savior. I mean, your father is the Lord of Lords. And you are behaving as if you are not what? A man that is in honor and does not know it is like a beast of the field that perished. You don't know you are born again. See who you are. A man that is in honor. The highest honor a man can have is to have Jesus, the light. And you think Instagram following is higher than this one? No. How on earth do you think being a social media influencer is higher than being born again? How did you get to that level that you think having money is higher than having the light? How on earth do you think that being married is higher? How did you get there? A man who is in honor, who doesn't know it? You have the light that solved the problem of the world on your inside, and you are behaving helpless. How did you get to this level that what God needed, you have it and you don't know? God had a problem, he needed one solution, and that solution is in you. Ah, you don't know. When I come back in the evening, I'm going to show us some things. But let me close like this this morning. You are here this morning. You don't even know. And you need the light now. You want to say, Jesus, I don't know you are this important. You are, God needed you that much. I mean, God depended on him. Wherever you are, please come forward. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to rededicate your life to him? You are struggling with a sin, and it looks as if the sin is more powerful than light. And you're like, rara now. I didn't know. Come, I want to pray with you. Come. Keep coming. Come. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Come. Thank you, my brother. Come. Come. Your light has come. Your light has come.
Let there be light. Let there be light. Your light is shining in my life.
Keep coming.
Let there be light. Let there be light.
Today is your day of light. Come. 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 There is light.
Let there be light.
This is the highest honor in town.
Let there be light.
This is the highest honor. Come.
The light is shown.
Come. Listen, your God dependent on this light. This is the highest honor. Said a man that is with honor and knoweth it not is like a beast. All of you, one prayer point. I honor the light. I want you to confirm, revalidate your honor to the light. And just talk to him. Jesus, you are the light. You are the light of my life. He said, I'm the light of the world. He said, it's the light that lighteth every man. Meaning no man has other light apart from this light. It's the light that lighteth every man upon the earth. It's the light that lighteth every man upon the earth. He's the light. How about you first half time? Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart. Save my soul. Deliver me from the power of darkness. I receive the light. And I will never go back to darkness. I know the light. I have the light. And I walk in the light. In the name of Jesus. I receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations. Please, sir. Please, ma. Please follow this. Follow this man. We need your name. Pastor wants to be praying for you. Please don't go back. Just follow. Follow. Thank you. Everybody. When I come back in the evening, I will talk on the effect of this light and the access to the light. But let me close on this. How many of you have watched Academy of Souls? So, you know that there is a letter called the Words of the Heart to unlock the power of the eye stones that Jan-Yuk had to read. You know that Seo Yeon, right? He wrote the letter to Jin Seo Rin, right? And when Jan-Yuk read that letter, he was able to understand the purpose of the eye stone. The real eye stone is the Holy Spirit. To unlock the power of this light, you need to read the letter, Words of the Heart. So it says the entrance of your word. Give a light and understanding. He said your word is a light unto my feet. The reason why you don't have light is that you don't read the words of light. Men who read the words of light, we understand how to have the light in this world. Men who read light from the word, we shine as light in this world. Men who read light from the word, we shine as light in this world. Till we meet in the evening. God bless you.
When I read the
let's appreciate this dear man of God. Wow. It's getting more and more serious. Hallelujah. Pastor Daniel, thank you so much. We honor you. How many of you are ready for the evening session? We are going to have a break. Well, normally Apostle would have always loved to join the morning session. Like taking a short session in the morning, but they delayed their flight a little. So I was told that they just took off from Abuja about 30 minutes ago. So that means any moment from now they'll be landing in Lagos. So I just told them to take him to his room straight so that we can. So 5 p.m. is going to be an unusual service this evening. Pastor Daniel will start. He has a shorter session in the evening. That one will just be, well, I don't, but it will start in the evening. And our one and only Desi will come up after him. And then I want Apostle to be up by 7. Other members are coming up 7:45. But I want him to be up by 7 so that we can finish on time. Because whether it wants to take 2 hours, it will cover. We will not have to close too late. So I'm targeting, that's why we are starting 5. So I'm targeting 7 for him, that he should have collected the mic before 7 so that we can have, it's going to be a miracle service this evening. Something is about to happen. By the way, we bless all for all the miracles that happened this morning, this afternoon. All the people that God touched mightily, the deliverance, the healings, the prophecies, we thank God. Just wave your hands and give God praise. We should never take for granted such signs and wonders. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we want to end right here now. Till we come 5 p.m. God bless you. Pastor Joshua, we're supposed to give offering, right? Okay, I shall remember there's something. Okay, let's give, and from there let's take a song and give, and we'll go. By the way, tonight is the time to do special giving. What does that mean? Well, let the Spirit of God lead you on what to give. You don't come for this kind of conference and not be inspired by God to give. No man needs to talk into it, no man needs to cajole you into it, but sincerely speaking, a conference hasn't, you have not completed if you have not let the Lord speak to you on what to. We don't come for this kind of meeting and not prepared to give something unusual. That's the truth. So being the final night, the entrance giving service tomorrow, which will still be apostle. So tomorrow morning will be Apostle Man again and Pastor Nathaniel Bassey. Don't miss tomorrow morning, but tonight or either tomorrow, you want to do it tonight, you want to do it tomorrow, any of the two nights, as the meeting is winding up, see, don't just say amen, hallelujah, and receive the blessing. Participate spiritually. Galatians chapter 6. Let him that is taught the word communicate with the giver. There is the ordinary level of people giving offering, you know, you give 2,000. I don't give any offering like that anyway. I can't give God 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 as an offering. That's an insult to me. I'm insulting God. If I'm giving an offering time, I'm giving God 5,000 or 10,000. That's an insult. But we are at different levels. But when you come for a meeting, there must be a certain time in the meeting that for all that you have received, for all that you have believed that has happened, for all that the words you think you have heard, you also by faith press into it by giving. It's a scriptural law that spans from old covenant to new covenant. I believe for this cause, see, I'm not saying God we need anything, we don't. We give it. And if you want to give to any of this minister, just give it as an offering. There's no amount any one of you can give that is up to 1/10 of what we are giving each one of them, except you are a multi-millionaire. And I say that humbly. And then many of them are here. You can ask them from Bandana and the rest of them. Here, we don't give cheaply to those who bless us in the name of the Lord. We don't give cheaply. I don't want to mention whether worship ministers or ward ministers. I don't believe in bringing somebody to minister here and then say, here's our little seed. Here's our widow's mite. I'm not a widow, so I don't give widow's mite. You know, I don't know why people use all those words and the rest. Why don't you give to people that they get where they're going, they are out to bless you? By the grace of God, many of them send messages back and they thank the house for what they see. So, what is going on? Why is the volume dropping again? Sound. You know, anyway, can I have another mic, please? This session, don't let this repeat itself. And they were trying to play a video also the other time. There was no sound in it. I hope you won't repeat that again in the evening. Shall we? Hallelujah. Maybe one of you wants me to get angry. Hallelujah. Shall we rise? You know, I've been trying my best during the conference not to get angry for anything. Don't push me. Glory to God. So please, if you need to work on the mic, while we're on break, just do that, please. Hallelujah. Let's just give before we share the grace. Or we share the grace and we give as we go. Ushers, are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, can you project the accounts on the screen, please? If you are doing a transfer, you want to give or write a check, these are the accounts. Shall we all stand to give together? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you bless every seed, bless every offering, bless every giver. Let there be harvest of seed that we give. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. We worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we sing a song or two? And then we just share the grace afterward as we do that.
He gave me a priceless gift, the Holy Ghost. God is revealed. I am saved, eternity in Christ. I'm the
Hallelujah. Can we share the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. See you in the evening. Time is 5:30. God bless you. What? 5 p.m. Okay, I was testing you and listening. I made a mistake. 5 p.m. See you in the evening. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.